As Minister Gan mentioned, yesterday cases shot up to 20,000 almost. Today the indications are that it will be slightly lower. And some members of public are understandably anxious because of the high top line number. But please be assured, the MTF will always look at our pandemic situation closely and objectively. Any deterioration in the situation, we will not take it lightly, but neither should we panic unnecessarily. Our assessment of the situation, or MOH assessment of the situation, is this. First, the 20,000 daily cases is actually within our expectation. In fact, it is very in line with the projection of our scientists that has a modeling, has a model for the Omicron wave. And we have also said before that the Omicron variant being more infectious, we should expect cases to reach 15 to 20,000 a day and maybe even more. Second key point is that our worst fear, which is the ICU wards being overwhelmed, thankfully did not happen, and no sign of that happening. As I've said before, we need to look at how the healthcare system is coping. Number of patients in ICU, number needing oxygen supplementation, number needing hospital beds, and not just the headline infection number. And today, ICU occupancy is hovering around 20 to 30 cases, goes up and down. During the Delta wave, it just goes up. During Omicron wave, actually day-to-day, you see it going up and down. And between 20 to 30 beds, and this is a fraction of the beds occupied during the Delta wave. And this is because Omicron is inherently a less severe disease, but also very importantly, our vaccination, our boosters are working. Third key point on our assessment is that notwithstanding the above, there is stress felt in the healthcare system, especially at the front end, namely the GP clinics, polyclinics, also our hospital emergency departments. Many patients are going there. But the GPs, also the EDs, have been telling us that actually a great majority of patients that go to them have no symptoms or mild symptoms. It is important for us to preserve primary care capacity as well, just as we want to preserve hospital capacity, so that care goes to those who need it the most. Hence, yesterday we announced that MOH now allows individuals who suspect they are infected, they can now go to our combined test centres or quick test centres to get themselves tested, supervised, and if they are tested positive, they will get an official infection record in their health hub. And their test results can also be used to show their employers so that they can be excused from work. And employers, please accept those documentation. But please consider using this avenue, using the CTC or the quick test centres, or simply recover at home if your symptoms is mild or you have, in fact, no symptoms. Given that we are still climbing the epidemic curve, today is not the time to announce any easing of restrictions. It is, however, an important juncture to review in depth our current rules, and we have done so. This is because if Singapore is like many other countries that have gone through or are going through the Omicron wave, in a few weeks, cases will come down, perhaps even quite dramatically. And then we will be in a position to ease travel rules as well as our domestic safe management measures, or SMMs. We have therefore reviewed our rules to further adapt to the characteristic of Omicron variant. And at the same time, with this in-depth review of our rules, we will streamline and rationalize them. And these rules have accumulated over the past 2 years and have become quite unwieldy, actually. And by streamlining them, we can adopt a posture that will better enable us to open up when the timing is right.